work-life balance. Is it even possible? Especially for women. Last week, my daughter asked me to do an episode on this topic because she struggled to get back into the swing of school by organizing and driving her kids to after-school activities, cooking meals, working, shopping, and everything else a wife and mother does. I could relate because even today, I struggle to get everything done in a day that I want and need to. Time seems to fly by. What is work-life balance? Because it's important to understand so we can all live a healthy lifestyle. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of 9 powerful ways to boost how your family manages time. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Subscribe to Tips for Parenting Youngsters for fresh insights and helpful strategies for positive parenting. Don't miss out on the tools you need to thrive as a parent. New episodes drop every Thursday. In a book about time management, I read that work-life balance means creating a consistent routine that helps you stay healthy and feel good about your work and life. Over my lifetime, I have read numerous books on time management, but none written by a woman. I wonder why. As I mentioned last week, I am rebuilding my self-esteem due to various recent circumstances, one being overwhelmed by a time-urgent project. When I experience times like this, I call them my growth spurts, I turn to books. I have had this book on my shelf for many years. I started it and would put it down. Last week, I picked it up again and have gained many insightful ideas about prioritizing what gets done in my day. The book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Covey's philosophy is that we organize and plan our days around our values and principles. I have discussed values in a previous episode, but this time I'm expanding on how we can use our values to have more fulfilling days. First, there are a few skills you need to be aware of. Opportunity cost is choosing one thing over another. Regarding time management, every choice we make has a price because time is limited. For example, if you spend an hour watching TV, that's an hour you could have used to read with your child or work towards a goal. Deciding how you want to spend your time means understanding the value of your choices and deciding what's most important to you at that moment. We are where we are today because of the choices we've made. If you don't like what you see, you can choose a new path through self-awareness. When I was nearing 65, I asked myself, how did I get here? I reflected on my beliefs and past experiences that shaped my decisions and considered how to see things differently to create the life I wanted. I discovered our past choices often form habits that keep us from reaching our full potential. Becoming self-aware helped me recognize unhealthy habits and start to work on changing them. Habits are routines we build through repeated actions. Whether good or bad, a habit is formed by what we consistently do over time. For example, if we always start our day with exercise, it becomes automatic. The same goes for less helpful behaviors, like scrolling on our phones when overwhelmed or bored. The more we repeat an action, the more it becomes fixed in our daily life, and we do it without even thinking. Changing a habit requires recognizing what we do regularly, self-awareness, and consciously replacing old patterns with new, healthier ones. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellent is not an act, but a habit. Just as habits shape our daily actions, values guide our choices. As parents, we strive to lead our families with purpose. But how do we discern what that purpose is? As mentioned, we plan the meals, shop for the food, cook, clean the house, put the kids to bed, and read to them. And if the kids are sick, the mother usually stays home with them. Consequently, we are so busy doing, it's easy to lose sight of what is essential. That's where values come in. Values are like a lighthouse, steady and unwavering, providing direction when life feels overwhelming. As parents, our values impact us and shape our children. Kids watch how we behave and react, and they absorb the values we live by, often without us even realizing it. That's why it's so important to know your principles before you can teach them to your kids. Principles build a strong foundation for everything in life. They are the unchanging truths that guide our decisions and actions. While trends or opinions can change over time, principles stay the same no matter what is happening around us. For example, your family might live by the principle of honesty, always telling the truth, even when it's hard. Another principle you live by could be kindness, where everyone in the family works to treat others with respect and care. Responsibility is a fundamental principle that teaches people to take ownership of their actions. When we base our decisions on principles, we create a clear and steady path for ourselves and our families. While values and principles are closely connected, they're not the same. Values are the beliefs that guide what you find important in life, while principles are the actions or behaviors that show how you live out those values. For example, if spending quality time with your spouse or children is a value, a principle might be to set aside dedicated, distraction-free time with them each day, even when life gets busy. If health is a value, a principle could be making time for exercise or eating healthy, even if it means adjusting your schedule or not watching your favorite TV show. Values are what truly matter to us, and principles help us turn those values into everyday actions. To effectively live by these principles, it's essential to identify and understand your core values, as they serve as the foundation for your choices and the life you build. As the lighthouse lights the way for ships in the dark, your values serve as your guiding light to make decisions at the moment that best align with your goals for yourself and your kids. I started doing this a few years ago, and now I make more decisions based on my values. Here are a few ways to discover yours. Reflecting on pivotal moments can help you manage time by identifying your core values. Think of a time when you felt proud of your decision. What value guided that choice? For example, if you put down your phone and gave your child your undivided attention instead of half listening and giving an occasional nod. Notice any discomfort in your body. When something feels wrong and you get a uh-oh feeling, It often indicates a challenge to your values. Are you upset because you bought something to make yourself feel better? This discomfort reveals what you truly value. Examine who you admire and respect for their ability to balance responsibilities. Their qualities may reflect the values you want to adopt. By considering these factors, you can better define your values and create a time management plan that aligns with what truly matters to you and your family. Once you identify your values, you can use them as your guide to help determine how you want to spend your time. Here are 9 powerful ways to boost how your family manages time. First, decide on your values. Now that you know a bit about values, what do you value in life? Values help you prioritize what truly matters, especially when managing your time. By understanding your values, you can make choices that reflect what's important and at the same time, influence your children's understanding of priorities in their lives. Decide on your principles. Principles are the action part of what you value. They provide a clear decision-making framework, especially when managing time effectively. By identifying and applying your principles, you can make choices that align with your values, guide your actions, and help your children understand the importance of consistency and accountability. Have a vision and goal. Time is a non-renewable resource. We don't ever get back time. Don't die with regrets. That was me at 65. Time keeps ticking whether we like it or not. To effectively manage your time, you need a clear vision and specific goals that align with your values. Knowing what you're working toward helps you prioritize tasks and make informed decisions about where to invest your time. When your vision and goals reflect your core values, you stay focused and motivated, ensuring that your daily actions contribute to your long-term aspirations. Habits play a significant role in shaping our daily lives, and it's crucial to recognize which ones help us and which ones hold us back. To reach our goals, we must identify and change bad habits into positive ones, hence self-awareness. For instance, instead of wasting time on mundane activities like binge-watching TV or endlessly scrolling through social media, you can replace those habits with more productive ones, such as learning a new hobby, exercising, or spending quality time with your family. By making these small changes, you can create a routine that aligns with your goals and leads to a more fulfilling life. And like I said earlier, if you say yes to one thing, remember, you will be saying no to something else. Planning and organizing the night before is a new habit that helps me to reduce stress and align my daily activities with my values. By taking 5 to 10 minutes each evening to plan for the next day, such as what we are having for dinner or reviewing my appointments, I prepare myself for success. This preparation allows me to start the day with a clear mind. When I plan, I can adapt more smoothly to changes, ensuring I stay calm and focused, while honoring what truly matters to me and make healthier choices because I am not suffering from decision fatigue. Self-talk plays a crucial role in doing things that matter to me. It's important to pay attention to the messages we tell ourselves because too often those thoughts can be negative, making us feel inadequate or overwhelmed. However, we have the power to change those thoughts with self-awareness. One effective way to shift our mindset is through affirmations, which can serve as powerful tools for creating the life we deserve. For instance, when I am feeling overwhelmed by all that I have to do, my thoughts turn to, "I'm no good. I am terrible at managing my time. And I will never get this done." Now that I am more aware of these negative thoughts, I change them to, "I can do this. It won't take as long as I think." These affirmations help my self-worth and boost my self-esteem. I have a phone app called Toggle, T-O-G-G-L. I had the free version, which helps me know how long it takes to do routine things, such as grocery shopping, cooking meals, driving to appointments, and personal care. This awareness of time helps me better plan and organize my day because I'm not guessing. As hard as it is, I use it to track my time playing games on my phone and watching mundane videos. The trick is to be honest with yourself, because the only person you hurt is you, no one else. I use it with my time urgent project to help me with overwhelm. I have to do a lot of data entry of purchase receipts, so I tracked how long it took me to do, say, 25, for example. By planning and organizing receipts, I knew how many I had to enter. And because I took the time to put them in order of the statement project, I just had to go down the list. Since I knew how long it would take me to enter all the receipts by the required date, I could also spend time with my family. Self-care is essential for maintaining our well-being, and it's important to be patient with ourselves during challenging times and when we are making positive changes in our lives. We all experience setbacks, whether in our personal lives or time management efforts. Instead of letting these obstacles discourage us, we must recognize that it's a natural part of our life journey. What truly matters is our ability to keep moving forward, even if it means taking a step back to reassess and regroup. Embracing this mindset allows us to learn from our experiences and continue progressing toward our goals with resilience and determination. As we experience challenges and stick to our values to keep moving forward toward our goals and the visions of our lives, it's equally important to focus on teaching and setting an example for our children to guide them through their journey to live by their values. Lighthouses don't just guide one ship. They help many. As a parent, once your values are clear, you can share them with your children. It starts with modeling these values in everyday life. If kindness is one of your values, let your children see you offering a helping hand. If responsibility is important to you, show them how you balance commitments. However, it's also important to give children the space to discover their own values and encourage them to think about what's important to them. One way to do this is by having conversations after challenging situations, like a disagreement with a friend or a tough moment at school. Through these conversations, they begin to shape their own internal lighthouse, one that will guide them through life's challenges as they grow older. Just as a lighthouse never falters, our values can keep us steady through life's uncertainties. By discerning our own values and teaching our children to develop theirs, we help guide them toward becoming compassionate, responsible, and confident individuals. Remember, A strong lighthouse doesn't just shine for you. It illuminates the path for others, including your children to follow. In conclusion, as we work towards achieving a healthy work-life balance, it's essential to remain patient with ourselves and embrace the process of growth. The values and principles we live by directly influence our well-being and the values we pass on to our children. By aligning our daily actions with our core values, we create a meaningful, fulfilling life for ourselves and provide a solid foundation for our kids to build their futures. Be an inspiration to your children by knowing and living according to your values and teaching them to do the same. By helping them navigate their challenges with confidence, you will strengthen your bond with them. Also, your values will change over time as you go through life and have new experiences. I don't know the origin of this saying, but I have heard it countless times from my mom, and I live by it. Your actions speak louder than words. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?